Good morning, Kansas City. Hey, it seems like it has been a month of Saturdays since I have been live in studio. Wow. Been in Colorado, and I just got back on Tuesday night. So if I sound a little jet-lagged, frankly, I'm about 80% back. But I just got back from Vietnam, Cambodia on that river cruise that was the, it's called the President's Circle Awards Cruise that the top 15 stores in the Cruise Holidays chain earns. They take us somewhere every year. That's networking, and it's normally to a new destination or a newer destination that they want us to learn about, and we need to learn about for the future. A lot of people are so enamored, as you've heard me talk about, with river cruises. This river cruise industry has just exploded in growth. And so river cruisers are looking for new and exciting destinations all the time. And it's important for us to stay one step ahead of what you're looking at in the world. And as evidenced by this trip, and hopefully I've had a little communications issue with a friend of mine that owns a Cruise Holidays store in Florida, outside of Orlando, that was a Vietnam War vet. And I thought it would be very interesting. He was on this trip with us, and I thought it'd be very interesting for you to hear from his perspective, because that's a very touchy, sensitive destination to many people that served in Vietnam. Many people who knew and had families serving in Vietnam. There's no doubt about that. I understand that. I really do get that. And I got to tell you, I want you to hear all about this. And we will also talk a little bit about this next week, too. I was going to have my son, Spencer, who went with me on this trip. What a great opportunity for father and son, for me to show him part of the world. That is a very, you know, honest to goodness, in our history, a negative part of our history. And Spencer's young enough at 31. He really doesn't know anything about it, nor did he know anything about the Cameroon situation. Horrible, tragic genocide that happened in Cambodia in the late 70s and early 80s with that Pol Pot, that ruthless, brutal dictator. Well, you know, so there's kind of two different perspectives. Let's call it the old school and the new school. And I want you to hear all about that. Spencer had a softball tournament all day today. He was going to be on with me, but he had a game scheduled right now. So he, you know, I understand how that can be more important than being on radio with his dad. So Spencer's such a athletic kid. I just love that boy. And we had such a great time together. You know what? Hopefully, if you are a parent, mom or dad, I don't think there's ever a time where you're too old or your kids are too old to take them one-on-one on a vacation anywhere. I've done that with my daughter, Andrea. I've done that with my son, Spencer. And this, again, what a great experience. And it's so much fun when, you know, frankly, they're adults. Because we had a bunch of our, you know, Cruise Holiday store owners, adults, and there were five of us, five parents that took their child, daughter or son, most all of them adults, on this trip together. That was cool. That was really cool. What a great experience for them and for me, and a bonding memories that last a lifetime. Well, I'm gonna save that talk on Vietnam until a little later, and Cambodia. By the way, I do want to tell you, I fell in love with Cambodia. You know, I'm a history guy, so the Siem Reap, where we started with Angkor Wat and Ta Phem and Angkor Thom. Oh my gosh, that exceeded my expectations of those incredible ruins, UNESCO World Heritage Site ruins. So I'll tell you all about that at the bottom half of the hour. Hopefully, if Larry calls in, Larry Jackson is his name. And the next segment, we will be talking to Belinda DeSantis, our representative for Rocky Mountaineer, because a year from now, literally, exactly, we'll be heading on our Rocky Mountaineer Royal Family trip that will be getting us on a world-class train experience on the Rocky Mountaineer, going through the those Canadian Rockies are breathtakingly beautiful. And starting off in Vancouver, or some people might want to start off in Seattle, like I want to start off in Seattle, go up that coastline up to Vancouver and stay there a few days, see that gorgeous northwest part of the United States, then head up to Kamloops, two nights in Jasper, one of Mimi's favorite places in the world, south to Chateau Lake Louise, one of the most idyllic, beautiful places perhaps in the world, then down to Banff for two nights, and then on to Calgary. Fabulous trip. Fabulous, unique, bucket list type trip. And it's just really interesting to me how many people are interested in train experiences now. Okay, switching gears. I do want to tell you, too, because in the 1045 section, or if Larry doesn't call in, it'll be at 1030, we're going to talk with Kathy Larson of Holland America Line. We had this great big onstage Alaska event that we do every year in August, in late August. And we sold out on this. We had 154 RSVPs. We could only hold 120 people. We ended up doing a second show at our office yesterday. And, you know, that kind of tells me exactly what I expected to happen, because I've seen it happen so many times before. When there is unrest in parts of the world, like in Europe, and let me use that adjective, unrest, many people, we'll still vacation, but they're just not going to go, let's call it east. They're not going to go to Europe. And so Alaska and Hawaii always pick up in popularity. And how evident was that last night? Last Thursday. It was it was unbelievable. Well, listen, I'll tell you what. I am going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the wonderful world of vacations. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
Don't miss out on the best sale of the summer. Book Celebrity Cruises' Best of Summer Sale and take advantage of this special offer. Book your ocean view, veranda, concierge class, or aqua class stateroom and enjoy your choice of two great perks. Choose to relax with a classic beverage package for two. Accelerate with an unlimited internet package for two. Enjoy the best service with free prepaid gratuities for two, or get a little bit of everything with $300 to spend on board per stateroom. Book a Reflection, Penthouse, Royal, Signature, Celebrity, or Sky Suite, and get all four perks. Taking a Celebrity cruise is an incredible experience. Getting one at an incredible price with exceptional perks is even better. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today at 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. Or visit online at chkc.travel. And remember, you deserve a vacation. Hurry! Your Celebrity cruise must be booked by August 31st to enjoy the best of summer sail.
We're rolling out the orange carpet at the new Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts Punta Cana. Bring the whole family to meet friends like SpongeBob, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Paw Patrol, Dora, and more. And enjoy the unique gourmet-inclusive luxury experience by Charisma. The Caribbean's first ever Nickelodeon resort, ready for your vacation. Book now and save up to 45%, plus kids stay free. Call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today at 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet, inclusive family vacation at the new Nickelodeon Resort in Punta Cana and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours at 816-505-1500.
You see life differently. While others chase what's popular, you follow your own path. And you've arrived, knowing what it's taken to get here. At Avalon Waterways, we share your point of view. That's why we've designed a cruise experience that's just a bit different. Spaces are bigger. We believe that 30% more space makes you feel 100% more comfortable. Our views are more epic. When your bed faces a wall, the view never changes. That's why most of our Europe fleet features beds that face a window. Our excursions are more enriching. Immerse yourself into a destination and culture thanks to our award-winning land programs and world-class guides. It's a step beyond the ordinary, but knowing you, we think you'll feel right at home here. Welcome aboard. And there's still time to book your 2017 river cruise and save $3,000 per couple. To find out how, call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today at 816-505-1500. You deserve a great vacation.
Make great memories at Grand Caribe and Grand Puerto all-inclusive resorts. Here on the beautiful shores of our oceanfront Cancun and Riviera Maya, Mexico resorts, we invite you to reconnect with the feelings and people that matter most. Summer is all about togetherness. Our resorts are all about summer. Catch up with old friends while dining al fresco, splash in the pool with the kids, and enjoy a couple's massage with the one you love. All in the warmth of the Caribbean sun. And if you prefer a great adults-only vacation experience, think Hyatt Zilara Rose Hall or Hyatt Zilara Cancun All-Inclusive Resorts. A destination experience enhanced with personal pleasures like swim-up suites, gourmet dining, and world-class spas. It's all included with our genuine service from the heart. Call the All-Inclusive Specialists at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City at 816-505-1500 or visit us online at chkc.travel.
Book your vacation now and ask about additional savings.
Kansas City's severe weather radio station, KCMO.
We spotted the ocean at the head of the trail. Where are we going?
Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host. And right to the phones right now is Belinda DeSantis with Rocky Mountaineer. Belinda, welcome to Vacation Views.
Thank you, Mark. I haven't talked to you in a while, so it's great to be on the show again.
Yeah, I know. I've been out of the country so much. You know, it's kind of typical summertime. But, hey, can you believe that 1 year exactly from today, we are this wonderful group going with Mimi and I on the Rocky Mountaineer. We'll be beginning our vacation. August 27th of 2017, we'll be flying up to Vancouver to start this incredible vacation. And Belinda, tell everybody a little bit about what makes the Rocky Mountaineer Rail experience, first of all, so special.
Well, Mark, there is nothing like this in North America whereby it's a luxury train. So your clients are going to travel on domed cars in luxurious seating that you're probably going to want to take one of those seats back home with you to put in your living room or your family room to watch TV. They're so comfortable. And lots of headroom, lots of legroom, and then two other really key things. One is the food. We have hired a chef from France. This has been now 3 or 4 years ago, but he oversees the menu, and the people will be talking about the food long after they're off the train. And then the other thing is the service, because it's one thing to be going through this beautiful scenery, enjoying gourmet food, but it's the service and our host that tell the guests along the way about what they're seeing when they're going by the Kicking Horse River. Why is it called the Kicking Horse River? You know, what's the history of Mount Robeson? How did it get that name? So there's just, they bring it alive and make it fun and make it social and make it interesting without being overbearing with the narration along the way.
And Belinda, let's talk a little bit too about the gold leaf service, which is what we'll be doing, and what that means.
Well, the gold leaf service is our most high-end service, and the gold leaf cars are a bi-level dome, which means that you and your guests are going to be sitting on the top level with a full dome. I mean, literally from waist high all the way around to the other side is glass, so you don't miss a thing. If there's an eagle or an osprey soaring overhead, you can see it. And at the same time, if there's a bear down below, you can see it. So it's an incredible view, and you're sitting on the top, so that extra height gives you a little bit of an extra vantage point as well. And then what you will do is you'll be going downstairs into the dining room for your meals, for breakfast and lunch, and then that is going to be at a table with white linen and beautiful cutlery and dishes and gourmet food. You'll have your breakfast and your lunch down there in the dining room. And then the other thing that I think is really important is that it has an outdoor vestibule. And if you've got avid photographers in your group, which I'm bound to guess that in a group your size, you're going to have somebody that's an avid photographer, and they like to take their pictures in the open air without doing it through glass. So that open air vestibule is available for anybody to go out and get some fresh air, feel the wind in your hair, get the great photos, and the downstairs dining room and the outdoor vestibule are exclusive to the Gold Leaf service.
And there's some complimentary beverages on board, correct?
Yes. As a matter of fact, if you were on the train right now, you could be having a Bloody Mary or a Caesar, as they call them in Canada. It's their version of the Bloody Mary. Anything you'd like, because it's unlimited alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages throughout the journey.
And then let's switch to the hotels with Gold Leaf Service, because these are the best hotels in every place we stop, correct?
Absolutely. And Mark, you don't even know this because we haven't chatted in a while, but you and Mimi were so very smart. None of us could have anticipated this, but you were so smart to get this group booked many months ago, like you did, because, like I said, you don't even know this, but the Fairmonts are no longer accepting group reservations in June, July, and August. So thank goodness you got your group booked early, because they're not accepting group reservations anymore. And the other thing I wanted to say is our business is off the charts for 2017, I think probably for some of the reasons you talked about earlier, but you were so lucky that you locked all this stuff down a while ago, because it is going to be a boom year for the Canadian Rockies next year. And as I said, you can't even book a group into the Fairmont hotels for June, July, and August. So you are really smart to get this done far ahead of time.
And we'll be staying at the Fairmont in Vancouver. In Kamloops, they do not have a Fairmont, but we'll be staying in the Fairmont up in Jasper for two nights. We'll be staying at the Fairmont in one of my favorite places in the whole Canadian Rockies, is that Chateau Lake Louise. That's just so beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then in Banff, we're staying at the Rimrock Hotel. And you and I, you helped me and Mimi pick that hotel because of it's truly got the best view perhaps in all of the Canadian Rockies, doesn't it?
It's spectacular. I really, really love that hotel, and that's why when we were talking about it in the beginning, I strongly recommended it for your group, because people love staying there, not only for the view, but the rooms are spacious. The lobby is gorgeous. They've got some incredibly fine restaurants there, and it's just a wonderful location. So I think you are going to absolutely love it. I don't think you've stayed there before, but I feel confident you're going to absolutely love that hotel as well.
Yeah, no, I haven't stayed there before. I've stayed at the Banff Springs Lodge, which I think we'll take people to view and maybe to have high tea or something like that. But the one unique thing about that, the Banff Springs Lodge, is, gosh, one room could be huge. Same standard room. One room could be huge, and the next room could be like a closet room.
Absolutely. And you know, that, of course, that's because these hotels are 100-plus years old, and when they were designing them, you know, all those years ago, they weren't necessarily thinking of today's modern traveler, but you're right. It's very inconsistent as far as the rooms go, and that's another thing that I think is going to be really good for your group at the Rimrock, is everybody's going to have a great room and no challenges there with that discrepancy.
And then we'll end up in Calgary, and that is, of course, one of the classic cities and most unique cities perhaps in all of Canada. Home of, what do they call that, the rodeo?
Oh, the Calgary Stampede.
The Stampede.
Yes, absolutely.
I am so excited about this. And, you know, I think we need to let everybody know something else, too. We have a second home in the Rocky Mountains out at Copper Mountain, Colorado. But when I went to the Canadian Rockies for the first time, Belinda, they're so uniquely different. And I like the adjective, like in our flyer, we use the adjective majestic. I also like the adjective strong, or just masculine almost, because they're so uniquely different than the rounded mountains or the Rocky Mountains. But that it's so beautiful. Any way you describe the Canadian Rockies, that the Canadian Rockies have been designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site. That's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love Colorado as well. In fact, I was just there in June in the Breckenridge area, and it is spectacularly beautiful, no doubt about it. But it is different in the Canadian Rockies, and it just feels like that they rise up right in front of you, whereas a lot of times in Colorado, somehow they always seem in the distance a little bit, even when you're pretty much in the heart of them. Somehow you don't get that feeling that they're right there in front of you that you get in the Canadian Rockies. So both are extremely, extremely beautiful, but they are different.
Well, they're very, very different and very, very beautiful. And you know the thing that Mimi and I care most about, Belinda, when we do our royal family trips, and the royal family trips are just the kind of the name we've adopted for the one trip a year that Mimi and I do together, is that we want people, no matter what the cost of the vacation is, to come back saying they had a vacation of a lifetime. Memories, truly, that will last forever. And you know as well as I do, that will happen on this experience, won't it?
It absolutely will. And even, Mark, I know I've shared this story before, but when I was at one of your events last January, this woman in your office who had come to see what was happening in travel, and she was just gushing and gushing and gushing about her Rocky Mountaineer trip and how it was one of her and her husband's absolutely top two vacations anywhere in the world, Alaska being the other, which you mentioned earlier. And I thought, oh my gosh, she must have just traveled with us this past season because she's just so enthusiastic. And it had been 6 years, and she was still acting like she had just stepped off that train and just had that experience, because that's how strong that memory was with her.
Yes, and I think there's no question about that. I remember that lady, by the way, and I was just on that river cruise in Vietnam, and we had one of our guests who had been on a Canadian Rockies Rocky Mountaineer trip last year. And same thing, just, oh my gosh, their face just lit up when they were telling the group about that experience. And I thought, this is great, because Mimi and I are doing that. And you know what? It really is true, isn't it, that next year there is no doubt that the Canadian Rockies, Alaska, Hawaii, they're going to be just absolutely sold out, aren't they, because of really the trend of people wanting to go to maybe a safer destination, someplace closer to home, that sort of thing. It's just a fact, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, the other thing that really I think is working to you and your guests' advantage is that when you book that, and it still is like that, you know, there's a big difference in the Canadian and the U.S. dollar right now. So you were able to lock in those rates whereby taking advantage of the strong dollar against strong U.S. dollar against the Canadian dollar. So that saved each of your guests hundreds of dollars, that alone. And then, you know, none of us can know what the exchange rate is going to be next year when you're actually there, but chances are it will still be to the U.S. favor, which means anything that they spend money on while they're there, anything they buy along the way, is going to be like getting a 25% discount.
Which is great, and no doubt about it. And Belinda, I know what's going to happen, too. You do. Also, is that it's going to be a sold-out season, and next year, frankly, not yet next year, I'm sorry, the 2018, the rates will be even higher, won't they?
Well, I absolutely think you're right, Mark. And, I mean, we're already seeing it a little bit with companies, like, holding back on discounts and stuff because the rate is, I mean, the business is so great for 2017. And I promise your listeners, this is not a setup, because you and I did not even have a moment to talk before we got on the air. But I just thought, thank goodness Mark and Mimi booked that group as early as they did, because the way it's going for 2017, I mean, it is going to be an extremely popular year for this vacation.
Yeah, I agree too. So if you want to find out more about this incredible Rocky Mountaineer experience to the Canadian Rockies a year from now, go to our website, cruiseholidayskc.com. Go to our group page and just look up the Rocky Mountaineer Royal Family Trip, or we're open until 3 o'clock today. You can call Andrea or Aubrey at our office, 816-505-1500, 505-1500. And Belinda, once again, thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you so much for working with us so well as we did. We're going to have a great time on this trip, and I appreciate it.
You are, Mark. I wish I were going with all of you. Maybe I'll sneak in somebody's suitcase and go along with you.
I hope you can. Okay, and I've got to go. This is Mark Comfort. I'll be right back.
Denali is a place like no other, and with 7 decades of Alaskan experience, Holland American Line is uniquely qualified to be your guide. And now we introduce a new way to experience the essence of this iconic national park, with the refined comfort our guests have come to expect. This is Denali Square, a private retreat on the site of our 60-acre McKinley Chalet Resort. Spend up to 3 nights here relaxing and exploring the park's wildlife and grandeur. A central amphitheater hosts ranger talks, local musicians, and Denali-themed presentations. Stroll the boardwalk, shop for Alaskan merchandise away from the crowds, and perhaps meet a local artist in residence. Enjoy casual dining at Cartson's Public House. In the evenings, cozy fire circles welcome friends old and new. Discover a whole new Denali experience. Denali Square, only with Holland American Line. Ready to go? Call the experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today at 816-505-1500. 505-1500.
A day for dozens of people killed in the Amatrice, Italy earthquake this week. Sky News correspondent Endo Brady is in Ascoli Piccione.
All of the mourners from two villages, they all knew each other. A state funeral attended by the Prime Minister Matteo Renzi and also the President of Italy, Sergio Mattarella. Now, the Italian government has pledged some 50 million euros for reconstruction projects in the area. But people here know from painful past experience that much, much more money will be needed.
No survivors have been found since Wednesday, but rescue teams aren't giving up hope. CBS's Seth Doan.
The window for finding survivors alive in the rubble is closing, so workers will be bringing in heavier equipment to clear some of the debris.
The magnitude 6.2 earthquake killed 290 people and injured nearly 400 others. CBS News Update. I'm Steve Dorsey.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
Weather-wise, not as busy for your Saturday as a whole, but we'll still have to dodge a few showers and thunderstorms during the morning and possibly into the afternoon. Starting off cool, though, with partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the 60s, warming up to the mid-80s by the afternoon. I'm StormTrack 5 meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Set sail for adventure. This is not a cruise. This is a norm-defying exhilaration expedition. Go rainforest soaring on the Lotary Farm Zip Line in St. Martin. And take a mud bath inside the St. Lucia's Towering Pitons. Go bodyboarding in Bossaterre and horseback riding along Chukka Beach in Jamaica. Explore brilliant new shores while island hopping on board the most awe-inspiring ships in the world. Explore epic ports from Seward to Santorini and everywhere in between with 30% off every ship, every guest. Plus, book select Bahamas, Bermuda, or Caribbean holiday sailings in 2016 or 17 and receive up to $200 in onboard credit per stateroom. This is not the Caribbean. This is the Royal Caribbean. To soak up these amazing savings, call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City at 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500 today. Or visit online at chkc.travel. You deserve a great vacation. This offer expires August 31st.
Not all families want the same thing out of a vacation. That's why with the Marvel Resort All-Inclusive Family Emotion Program, you get to customize the perfect family vacation from beginning to end. Start by choosing your perfect style of accommodations in spacious two- or three-bedroom residences, everyone together under one roof. Then enjoy our package inclusions that go beyond all-inclusive. Enjoy a welcome basket or snacks for the family, a customizable bundle of beach and pool toys, plus shower, bath, and splash accessories for babies, kids, and teens, a logo tote with gift card, a customized family picnic, Xbox consoles and DVD players, a bath accessories basket for mom, a keepsake photo album with CD of your pictures, and gift card to develop the photos one's home, and more. It truly is a family vacation unlike any other. To find out more about Marvel's great Family Emotions program, call the experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today, 816-505-1500, or visit us online at chkc.travel.
Listen up, Kansas City. Dave Ramsey here. I'm excited to announce that for the first time ever, the Smart Money Tour featuring New York Times number one best-selling author Rachel Cruze and me. We're headed back. That's right. We're going to be in Kansas City on October 20th. If you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck and you're wondering what you're going to do when retirement comes around, well, you can find the answers at this one-night event. It's time to live more and worry less. Just visit DaveRamsey.com and reserve your Smart Money seats today.
We've got your news right here. KCMO. Online at KCMOTalkRadio.com. FM 103.7 and AM 710.
It's outrageous. Shame on you.
KCMO. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host. And again, if you listen to the first part of this program, you know I just got back from an incredible trip We started in river cruise trip, by the way. We started in Siem Reap, Cambodia, and we saw the historical sites there, and we motored coach down a little farther south to get on the Mekong River on the river cruise ship supplied to us, or on our home for a week was with Ama Waterways on the RV Amadara. And it was a rewards cruise for about 15 of the cruise holiday stores. And it was quite an experience. It was an absolute cultural experience. But, you know, I've asked one of the gentlemen with me who's a friend of mine, owns a store with his wife in Vieira, Florida, cruise holidays owner, Mr. Larry Jackson. And Larry is a Vietnam War veteran. And I thought it might be good for you to hear from Larry on his experiences and his thoughts about this incredible trip. Larry, welcome to Vacation Views.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be with you.
Have you gotten over your jet lag first?
I think mostly. We got in Thursday evening, but we flew during the day, so it was a little easier.
It's a lot easier that way, and you've had a lot of experience in your lifetime traveling from different time zones all over the world. Larry, what did you do in the war? You were a pilot, right?
Yes, I actually was stationed in Thailand at the after we had withdrawn from Vietnam while we were still fighting in Cambodia, and so I flew missions out of Thailand for 11 months in the late 70s, or early 70s, sorry.
So you were probably more involved in that whole situation than maybe a lot of people that are listening. Some of our people listening, obviously, are vets also. But what was your experience, Larry, and your thought about the river cruise through both Cambodia and Vietnam?
I thought it was, well, first of all, Ama did a magnificent job. What a wonderful cruise line. We hadn't been on them in years, and I was just pleasantly surprised at how well they do their river cruises. But I guess when I went to Vietnam with a little trepidation, wondering how they would treat Americans after the war, would they be really resentful and things like that, and I found it just a wonderful experience because everybody was so nice and so wonderful to us.
And I agree, too, and you know, I think it is well said. You told me in the Vietnam War Museum there in Saigon, you said, hey, the lesson here is that the winner gets to tell the history. And they did not portray us Americans in very good light there, did they?
No, and I think it's one of the few countries in the world we can visit where we basically lost the war. So you just have to be a little prepared to kind of suck it up that there's going to be propaganda and there's going to be things. It's going to be a very one-sided view of the way the war was fought. And, you know, they had some points, and they had some others that where they left out the truth. But mm-hmm. You just have to understand that. So.
Yeah, that's part of it, too. Larry, you were with your wife, Linda, too. Mimi didn't go with me because she didn't know if she could handle the heat and all of that, so I took my son, Spencer. But how did Linda like the overall experience?
You know, Mark, I was the same way when we were going because I'd had extensive experience in Southeast Asia, so I knew the food, the temperature, and everything else. I was a little worried about Linda, but she loved it. She was fascinated with the people, the different sceneries. You know, we were reviewing the pictures on the airplane on the way back that we took, and it's like every scene was something out of a postcard. It's just so unique and so different. And, you know, how many times do you get blessed by Buddhist monks who throw flowers at you?
Yeah, that's right. We did. And then the Buddhist monk picks up a cell phone and takes a selfie. You know, Larry, that was the other thing that I found fascinating because of, obviously, the war of communism. You didn't see a lot of religious old historical buildings, did you? They were all torn down.
Yeah, that's true, especially the churches in Ho Chi Minh City or Saigon. But, you know, I think one of the things we wanted to do, Mark, in the war was stem the move of communism in Asia, and that got accomplished even with us not being there, because that is the most capitalistic country I have ever seen in my life.
Seriously, the city of Saigon, and there was no doubt about it. They were careful how they said it to us, but they don't like communism. They don't want any part of communism in that Saigon area. They love that capitalistic way of life, and a lot of things are happening in Saigon. Boy, is that town growing.
And so was Hanoi. I know you guys didn't go up there, but that really surprised me. I thought it was going to be like an East Berlin, you know, dark and dingy. And boy, there's 4.5 million motorcycles all on the road at the same time. But there are every foot is a shop with a capitalist selling something.
Yeah, that's so true, Larry. And on the river cruise, what a great way to see that country. The Mekong, of course, is the heartbeat of Vietnam, and to see all those floating villages and everything, wasn't that just incredible?
Yeah, and I think, Mark, the great advantage of a river cruise, like we had Vietnamese dancers come on board, we had Cambodian dancers come on board, our food every day was from the different countries we were going through, and all of that, I think that's really where a river cruise excels. Plus, we weren't packing and unpacking every day.
Yeah, everybody likes that. And hey, different than maybe a lot of river cruises, so funny, all of the spirits... alcoholic
yeah.
spirits were included, but not the wine, because they had to import the wine.
Yeah, that was a real surprise to us. The spirits were local, but they were fine. There was nothing wrong with them. And the other thing, Mark, was how spacious that boat is compared to our river cruises on Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That lounge, wasn't that lounge beautiful, Larry?
Well, and not only that, but the Olympic pool up on the top deck that you and Spencer spent so much time in was great, too.
Well, it was hot. It was, you know, what was the average humidity? 75% and maybe 90 degrees? It was a little bit like Kansas City or Florida in summer.
Yeah, but I liked you challenging the Canadians to Olympic lap races around the pool.
Larry is jesting. The pool was real small, so I wanted Larry to tell our audience that I did lots of laps every day in that pool, because it took about 2 seconds. But hey, Larry, the other thing that I thought was wonderful is people who like culture.
Mm.
That is one of the most culturally enriched experiences I've ever had. Would you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely. Mark, when we went to Angkor Wat, which I've been wanting to go to for 40 years, I'm going to rank that right there with you and I have been to the pyramids together. I'm
yep.
going to rank that with the Vatican, with a whole bunch of bucket list items I've been to. That was really the highlight of the trip for me. It was a phenomenal experience.
Yeah, me too. And I put the Roman Colosseum up there, Ephesus, things
yeah.
like that. And then, Larry, Spencer and I went to Topham. That's where that Lara Croft Tomb Raider was filmed, with the gigantic trees where the roots have grown over the ruins. Unbelievable.
It really was. Do you remember the octopus tree? That
yes.
thing was just unbelievable.
Crazy.
And I was afraid, Mark, that that's the way Angkor Wat looked. I was pleasantly surprised to find out that it's been all completely, well, almost completely restored. And
that and the history of that, Larry, wasn't that something where there had been 1 million people living in Angkor Wat, and it was like one of the capitals of that part of the world, and then literally within a period of centuries, it disappeared completely?
Yeah. And we think at the same time, London had 40,000 people in it, and they had over 1 million in that one city at the same time. So.
Right. Right.
Incredible.
Yeah, that kind of history was great. Larry, did anything else stand out to either you or Linda about this trip that we should talk about?
I guess it's the people. The people of Vietnam, the people of Cambodia. Remember how we all got into bowing and everything else? And it was just, tuk-tuk for $4, ox cart rides. There's so much, Mark. I can't say one thing does.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Those tuk-tuk rides, I'll never forget those. In and amongst all those scooters. My gosh almighty. And what did they tell us in Saigon, Larry, a town of 10 million people, there were 8.5 million scooters?
Yeah, but I love the best part, Mark, about how to cross the street. Just walk slowly and don't look to the left or right. They're going to avoid you. And
it's exactly that way, and it just scared the living pajibis out of you. I sat in the front of the bus one time, and I thought, oh, my Lord, how does this bus driver do this?
He just closes his eyes.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Larry Jackson, thank you so much for joining me today. You do a radio show down there, and you own the Cruise Holiday Store, and you and I have shared a lot of great memories of the world together, haven't we?
We have, Mark, and it's great to travel with you again, and thank you so much for letting me be on your show. It's a great pleasure.
Oh, thank you, too, and good luck with yours. I'll look forward to being on your radio show.
All right, sounds great. We'll talk to you Friday.
Tell Linda I said hi. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back.
Don't miss out on the best sale of the summer. Book Celebrity Cruises down best to the restroom, summer okay? sale and take advantage of this special offer. Book your Ocean View, Veranda, Concierge Class, or Aqua Class stateroom and enjoy your choice of two great perks. Choose to relax with a classic beverage package for two. Accelerate with an unlimited internet package for two. Enjoy the best service with free prepaid gratuities for two, or get a little bit of everything with $300 to spend on board per stateroom. Book a Reflection, Penthouse, Royal, Signature, Celebrity, or Sky Suite and get all four perks. Taking a Celebrity cruise is an incredible experience. Getting one at an incredible price with exceptional perks is even better. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today at 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. Or visit online chkc.travel. And remember, you deserve a vacation. Hurry, your Celebrity cruise must be booked by July 31st to enjoy the best of summer sale.
We're rolling out the orange carpet at the new Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts Punta Cana. Bring the whole family to meet friends like SpongeBob, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Paw Patrol, Dora, and more. And enjoy the unique gourmet-inclusive luxury experience by Charisma, the Caribbean's first ever Nickelodeon resort ready for your vacation. Book now and save up to 45%, plus kids stay free. Call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today at 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet inclusive family vacation at the new Nickelodeon Resort in Punta Cana and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours at 816-505-1500.
Make great memories at Grand Caribe and Grand Puerto all-inclusive resorts. Here on the beautiful shores of our oceanfront Cancun and Riviera Maya, Mexico resorts, we invite you to reconnect with the feelings and people that matter most. Summer is all about togetherness. Our resorts are all about summer. Catch up with old friends while dining al fresco, splash in the pool with the kids, and enjoy a couple's massage with the one you love, all in the warmth of the Caribbean sun. And if you prefer a great adults-only vacation experience, think Hyatt Zilara Rose Hall or Hyatt Zilara Cancun all-inclusive resorts. A destination experience enhanced with personal pleasures like swim-up suites, gourmet dining, and world-class spas. It's all included with our genuine service from the heart. Call the all-inclusive specialists at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City at 816-505-1500 or visit us online at chkc.travel.
Book your vacation now and ask about additional savings.
Denali is a place like no other, and with 7 decades of Alaskan experience, Holland American Line is uniquely qualified to be your guide. And now we introduce a new way to experience the essence of this iconic national park, with the refined comfort our guests have come to expect. This is Denali Square, a private retreat on the site of our 60-acre McKinley Chalet Resort. Spend up to 3 nights here relaxing and exploring the park's wildlife and grandeur. A central amphitheater hosts ranger talks, local musicians, and Denali-themed presentations. Stroll the boardwalk, shop for Alaskan merchandise away from the crowds, and perhaps meet a local artist in residence. Enjoy casual dining at Cartson's Public House. In the evenings, cozy fire circles welcome friends, old and new. Discover a whole new Denali experience. Denali Square, only with Holland American Line. Ready to go? Call the experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today at 816-505-1500. 505-1500.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
I never dreamed that any mere physical experience could be so stimulating.
KCM.
Oh!
KCMO.
Vacation views, and I hope you enjoyed that interview with Larry. It's that Vietnam, Cambodia is an incredibly cultural experience, and I'd be happy to share more about that. Hopefully, I will next week too. I want to get my son on to have you hear his experiences, and then I'll share more of mine. But right now, I'm going to switch gears. I've got Kathy Larson with Holland America Line on, and Kathy, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Mark.
Boy, we had quite an event Thursday and then again Friday, that Onstage Alaska, which we have done with you now with Holland America for, what, 8 or 9 years, specializing in Alaska. It sold out. That was the biggest group we've ever had.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, it was about standing room only there.
And it does tell us, it tells me, Kathy, don't you agree that Alaska is going to be very, very popular next season?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we saw kind of a surge this year already, and then next year is shaping up to be even a more popular year for Alaska.
You know, I had the Rocky Mountaineer Representative Belinda DeSantis on with me, and I said the same thing to her, that anytime there's unrest in a part of the world like there is in, I use the word unrest for lack of a better word, in Europe and France specifically, or Turkey, there is... people still vacation, Midwesterners still vacation, but many times they go to different parts of the world where they're more comfortable, if you will, and that would be Alaska, that would be the Canadian Rockies, that would be Hawaii, and it's South Pacific, Australia, New Zealand. People are going to vacation, it's just where they're going to go, right?
Right, right. So we have a great program in Canada and New England that's close to home, too.
Well, that's by the way, that's another good option. Kathy, tell us a little bit about Alaska. And, you know, I just heard that commercial on the Denali Square. Talk a little bit about everybody, excuse me, wants to go to see Mount McKinley. And tell us about this new Denali Square that Holland America just introduced in Denali.
Well, I have to correct you, Mark. It's Mount Denali now.
Okay, that's right. It did get changed, yes.
I'm just teasing you. But no, Denali National Park is a must-see on most everybody's bucket list when they go up there, and rightly so. It's just a spectacular park, and people don't realize how large it is. It's bigger than the state of Massachusetts. So to go for just a few hours or a day, you just don't do it justice at all. So we have always said that, you know, as much time as you can spend in Denali is going to be better. And so that's why we offer more 2 and 3 night stays in the park than anybody else. And the new Denali Square is a new part of the property that we use up there, the McKinley Chalets. And it is just a great facility. We have shops, we have restaurants, new restaurants. We have an entertainment area. We have an amphitheater where we do ranger talks. We have a native artist in residence there. So many things to do right in the middle of, it's like I say, it's a big property, so there's a lot of buildings where the hotel rooms are. So this is right in the middle of a lot of the buildings. So it's very close to where people are staying, where their rooms are. So it's just an easy walk, just kind of like across the road almost to get there. Or if you're at one of the ones that's a little farther away, there's a shuttle bus around the property too if you don't want to walk. So I got to see it in July, and I'm going up there for a sales meet again in another week. So I've really enjoyed it the first time I was there, and I'm sure I will when I go back this week.
You're the only one I know that travels more than me, I'll tell you. You've got a good life. Hey, Kathy, tell everybody a little bit, too. The thing I love about that Onstage Alaska presentation, not only the sale offers, of course, but the fact that they do such a good job of making it simple in the three different options that Holland America offers, so many options within those three, meaning very simply the cruise only, the cruise with the Denali combination, or the cruise that does it, or the trip that does it all with the cruise with Yukon territory and then the Denali experience.
Absolutely, yeah. And the great thing about that program is that, you know, people look at our brochure, and sometimes if they're just starting to look at Alaska, it can be overwhelming. There's so many choices, and they don't really know where to start. And, you know, your counselors do a great job of asking them questions and trying to figure out what's most important to them to guide them to the right tour or the right cruise. But during this show, they go through and kind of break that down so that it gives them more information and a better idea of what's going to be the best Alaska vacation for them, so that when they do sit down and talk with the counselors, they're a little more informed and know which direction they want to go.
And Kathy, that's your job in getting us to Alaska to experience the cruise experience, to know Denali and the Fairbanks Anchorage area, to know the Yukon. And for many, many years, you've been doing that with our staff, and then you come in and you train our staff, and truly our staff is one of the most well-versed staffs maybe in America on how to sell the different options of Alaska.
They do a fantastic job, and as you know, so many of them have gone to Alaska with me on the familiarization trips that we take up there, so they can speak from firsthand knowledge and really go into the, you know, little details that people want to know about before they take a trip like this.
Yeah, that's just invaluable, I think. And then, Kathy, not only that Onstage Alaska promotion that you had, but tell my audience a little bit about that Explore for sale that you have going on, because I think if people want to go to Alaska, they need to be acting now and take advantage of this sale you've got going.
Absolutely. This is the best promotion that we offer for the coming year, and we do this every year this time in the fall. And it doesn't last forever, so it'll be on for a few more weeks. But what we offer is the signature beverage package when you're on the ship. And what that is it pays for your drinks up to $50 per person per day for drinks when you're on the ship. So it makes it much more of an all-inclusive vacation on the cruise part. People, if you haven't cruised before, may not realize that soft drinks, mixed drinks, beer and wine, there is an additional charge when you cruise with Holland American, with most cruise lines. So to not have to pay that extra is a great added benefit. Even if you aren't a big alcohol drinker, it applies to cappuccino drinks and bottled water and soft drinks and, you know, all the things that people drink as they're on the cruise and from day to day that they're wanting. So it really helps bring down your onboard bill. And not only that, we also offer a dinner for two in the Pinnacle Grill restaurant, which has been named one of the best alternate restaurants at sea. It is a steak and seafood restaurant that normally has a $35 per person charge to eat in there, and that is complimentary when you book during the Explore for promotion.
And it is great, Kathy. You are so right. That's a fabulous restaurant.
We also are offering reduced rates for thirds and fourths. So if you have kids or friends or somebody that wants to share the cabin with you, then there's some lower rates on those. And then finally, we have a 50% reduced deposit. So it only takes half of the normal deposit to get signed up and lock in your Alaska vacation right now. And then finally, we also have, if you book into any of our suites, and our suites are beautiful, if you want a little more space, a larger balcony, larger bathroom, the suites are the way to go. And if you book any category that's a suite, you get $200 in free internet minutes and also prepaid gratuities on the cruise, which, again, just makes it more of an all-inclusive experience.
Well, again, Alaska is going to be very, very popular. So, as I said on Thursday night, the proverbial early bird will get the worm. The early bird gets the worm if you make decisions now, and we can help you find and craft the perfect Alaska cruise or cruise and land-based vacation. And there's so many options, but those tour, and Kathy, the tours sell out before the cruises do, don't they?
Absolutely, because some of the tours, you know, are limited by the size of the motor coach. We put fewer people on our motor coaches, only 44, so that's not very many. Some of the tours sell out quite quickly, and then, you know, there's not as much space on the rail cars and in the hotel room, so the land tours definitely go faster than the cruise.
Yeah, and your rail experiences, again, like Rocky Mountaineer, is one of the best rail experiences in the world.
Absolutely, because everybody sits in the full-domed rail car up in the top part, so they have the beautiful views the entire time they're on the train.
So you think the same thing, that Alaska is going to be incredibly popular and people should be thinking about making decisions now or making their plans now?
Absolutely. We're already seeing heavy booking for next year, and you know, we're ahead of where we were same time last year, so people are already deciding that that's what they want to do for next year.
Yeah, I absolutely 100% agree with that. Kathy Larson, thanks so much for joining me, and thanks for helping me put on and bringing that Onstage Alaska group here. They are so much fun, and they teach people about the education in an entertaining way of Alaska, and I really like that. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Since 1988, the team at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City has been matching their amazing clients with the perfect vacation. Don't you think it's your turn? Cruise Holidays of Kansas City will help you choose the vacation package, ocean cruise, river cruise, or all-inclusive resort that's just right for you. They'll be there to help you through the entire planning and booking process. Their expert travel counselors have over 70 years of travel experience and can offer the best guidance to you because they've been there. Don't trust your dream vacation to a computer. Computers don't have feelings. And they can't tell you the best beach to watch the sunset or the best time of year for whale watching in Alaska. Let Cruise Holidays of Kansas City help make your vacation dreams a reality. Call 816-505-1500. or online at chkc.travel. You deserve a dream vacation.
710 KCMO, Kansas City's most